Right, testing to make sure that I can hear it. And then I'll just make a note that this will be participant three, who's staying anonymous for the moment. And then can you tell me what you had for breakfast this morning?
I had a very small breakfast because I knew I was coming here. I had a whole orange and a cup of chai.
That sounds delicious.
It was, but it's very small for me. I usually eat a lot more.
So I'll go ahead and get started and ask you, when you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on this scale between trust and distrust? And I'll even invite you to move the slider to show me. Can you share the story of why you picked that spot? And I see it's about halfway between neutral and all the way to distrust. So why do you feel that way?
Well, I feel that way, I think, particularly because the mainstream press does not tell the whole story. And if you listen to some press that is not in the mainstream, you hear all kinds of things that you never hear on the other. And so that's number one. I don't know how much you want me to tell you, but...
As much as you like.
Okay, so that's a big one. That's a big one. Why aren't they telling the whole story on the mainstream press? And I also read the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I get it every day. And I know it's a very liberal paper. And it is so obvious to me that, I mean, I would like neutral news. I would like neutral news. But there, any time they can put in anything bad, they will write in Republican or with absolutely no proof. Well, I think there have been lots of almost proofs or you know, things to think about, but they continuously put that in. And so, in other words, I'm reading the paper, but I'm thinking I'm glad I'm older and so on, because I think they are indoctrinating people.
And where would you like to be on this scale?
I would like to be trustworthy. I would, like I used to be.
Yeah, I see you slid it almost all the way to trustworthy. Can you imagine the conditions in which you could be there?
Yes. First of all, the newspaper could be more honest, and they could have somebody read it over and underline the things that I underline every day in the paper, not always being on that side, but just being offended that they think I'm so stupid, that they are continuously hammering in on things like that, absolutely no proof, over and over and over again. And there have been many instances of things to be suspicious about, for sure. So that would be one thing.
Was there anything else you wanted to share with us today?
Well, that's probably enough, because I want to hear what this young lady has to say.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.